This week, Fiberglass Industries, Inc. announced that both its Amsterdam plants will close in the next 90 to 120 days. In a release, FGI chairman John Menzel, who would not speak about the closure, blamed competition from foreign manufacturers as a primary reason for the plant's closure. Menzel said the company is, quote, competing with government-owned and government-financed competitors in China who have built more capacity than the market can absorb, and their government continues to subsidize these companies to export to the U.S., unquote. The release also states the company was stymied in an effort to work out a sale to an undisclosed foreign buyer by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, and despite growth in sales, the company had been operating at a loss since 2008. The company has operated for 57 years and employs around 120 workers. United Steelworkers District 4 Subdirector Richard Knowles released a statement on the closure, criticizing the U.S. government for not protecting American businesses against China's, quote, continued manipulation of trade and currency rules across all industries, unquote. Amsterdam's Community and Economic Development Director, Robert Van Hasselm, said the city's immediate concern is to assist the employees who will lose their jobs.
That's going to be our first focus. Afterwards, we'll work on trying to find the best tenants possible for the two buildings.
Kenneth Rose, CEO of the Montgomery County Business Development Center, said the county will roll the two FGI facilities into its marketing efforts to help bring new business to the area.
There's, you know, going to be the potential of two facilities, within the city of Amsterdam that, we're going to have to put out there and try to market aggressively and reach out to our existing contacts and some potential leads that we've been working with to see if there's interest in these facilities for them.
Mark Kilmer, president and CEO of the Fulton Montgomery Chamber of Commerce, said that the region is a great place to do business. Kilmer agrees with FGI's contention that the closure of the plants has nothing to do with its facilities or workers.
It has more to do with the cost of doing business both in New York and in the United States in general. It's just sometimes prohibitive when it comes to competing with foreign nations. And, gradually I think there are steps that are being taken to try to correct that problem, but, you know, this is just one of those situations where it hasn't been corrected fast enough.
In a city hit hard by the loss of manufacturing jobs over the past several decades, in a county where about one in five people lives in poverty, it's easy to cast the loss of FGI in with the rest. But Robert Van Hasselm said that's somewhat of a misconception.
There's a natural tendency here to think, this is just another chapter in Amsterdam's demise. We lost the big mills decades ago and then lost a lot of businesses between 1995 and 2005. But the fact is that the amount of businesses, the rate we're losing business has gone way down. And actually some of our businesses are doing, including manufacturing, are doing very well.
Van Hasselm said Amsterdam's economy is unlikely to rely solely on one industry in the future, as it did in the 20th century on its carpet mills. He predicts the city will be balanced with a mix of tourism, high-tech centers, and commercial and manufacturing. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.